Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I am your host, Mark Averty, CEO and founder of Content Marketing Plaza, bringing you three new episodes each week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. Now, if you are looking to take your online business to the next level, one of the essential things you need to have are funnels. And if you are interested in getting a funnel created for you for free and you do not have a ClickFunnels account yet, reach out to me. That will be in the show notes if you want more on that. But what we're going to talk about in this episode today is astrology and how entrepreneurs can use it for enhanced productivity and success. And I actually met today's guest at the New Media Summit. And I mean, it's great because like, I didn't really think about how astrology could have such a big impact, but I mean, after hearing this guy give his pitch, I mean, I was really blown away. I'm sure you guys are going to be blown away too. So who exactly are we talking about today? Well, today's guest, he is an author and creator of the Divine Timing Online School. He blends systems of self-awareness into his holistic life and business coaching practice, and he teaches entrepreneurs, families, and couples how they can honor and integrate their core patterns and archetypes. He is the host of the Practical Esoteric Podcast. Today's guest for episode 334 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than Verdaluz. Verdaluz, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Oh, Mark, it's so great to be here. I'm excited for today's call. Yeah, awesome.
I'm really happy to have you on the Breakthrough Success Podcast. I think in all the episodes we've done, we have not really touched on astrology at all. So I'm really looking forward to diving into that. But for listeners who, like, you know, they're hearing this for the first time, have no idea how this connection works, can you share a little bit of why you became interested in this connection between astrology and business and what that is for people who don't know?
Totally. Yeah. And I imagine there's probably a lot of people who are really skeptical, you know, because we think of astrology and we think of just like these sun sign columns and you're a Taurus or a Gemini. And that means this, but you know, it's been about 13 years that I've been a professional astrologer. And for me, I had a big awakening, when I was going through Asia traveling. I did a number of readings there, an Indian astrology reading, Tibetan astrology, Western astrology, and I was just open. You know, I was skeptical, as I think all people should be, but like I was open, you know, and I always like the maxim, you know, it's like if I haven't studied it, like I shouldn't judge it, you know, and it's kind of funny because Isaac Newton, you know, one of the most famous scientists of all time, when he was a big studier of astrology, actually, and alchemy. And it's a very famous quote that he was told by another very famous scientist at the time that astrology was BS. And he said, "Sir, I've studied the subject and you have not." And that was one of the first quotes I ever learned about astrology. And I was like, all right. And then I got into learning about sacred relationships and Mars and Venus and how those symbols, those planets represent patterns that we all have in our relationships, how your masculine wants to be honored, how your feminine wants to be honored, how you attract these like consistent things in relationship, the same kind of people, the same kind of characteristics. And once a friend of mine pointed that out to me in one of my first readings, I was like, this is crazy. This is exactly my pattern in relationship all the time. And that got me really curious. And then I started to dive in, and I did a couple deep workshops in astrology. And mostly it was around this relationship piece that opened it up for me. And then I started to see that you could use this to understand what kind of career would be appropriate for you. And then not only that, but how you could earn money. Because these are different parts of what's called the houses of the zodiac, the wheel of the zodiac, how we divide the sky. And what's so amazing about astrology is that it really pertains to every area of life experience. So whether it's about relationships or about your spiritual path or about children and creativity, every area of life is covered by your birth chart. So if we're looking at things like career and business and earning money and timing, then we were like, wow, this is a map for all of that. And that's what I started to realize early on. And as I became an, you know, I decided, you know, this is what I want to dedicate my life to because I'll never stop learning it. And it's like laser pointed psychology. I'd always been interested in psychology. And when you look at a birth chart, most astrologers right away can tell you about core patterns in you that seeing a therapist or even like a business coach would take maybe 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 sessions. And that speed of access to that core material really excited me and inspired me to dedicate my life to it. And so I became an entrepreneur by becoming an astrologer. You know, you have to become an entrepreneur because you're a solopreneur. You have your own business. And so for me, I started to realize that, you know, doing this kind of work was definitely part of my life path. I could see the symbolism in my chart. And then I started to see, wow, I have this planet Jupiter in my area of finance. So I could actually earn good money, abundance, fortune, which is what Jupiter represents, in the area of money by being a Jupiter type of figure, which is a teacher. And so over the years, I've taught a number of workshops. I have an online school now. I've done teleclasses. Now I'm doing a big video training in 2019 about another system called Human Design. But the point being that I learned that I could, you know, earn more resources by being a coach or a teacher or a philosopher, this kind of archetype that Jupiter represents. So this is what I've done. And so the chart really speaks specifically to how we can earn our resources, what kinds of career, what kinds of professional life will be most fitting for us, and then sort of what we have to do on a daily basis. These are all kind of different houses or different components of your birth chart. So it's very, very specific language or vocabulary for your career, your business, and of course, when to do what, which is really the oldest kind of astrology. You know, like in the ancient world, the main use of astrology was not for like an individual. That's something pretty recent. It was really for like, when should we plant the crops? Should we go to war? You know, all of these like very like political, kind of cultural, agricultural types of things that were necessary to survive. And still today, the most often practiced astrology really, besides personality analysis, is the sort of when should I do what? And that's what I'm really interested in working, you know, when I work with entrepreneurs is, you know, when should I launch a product or service, you know, like a website, for instance, when should I host a live event? When should I do like a telesummit? I mean, these are all questions like you ask yourself, but then it's like, how do you make that decision? You know, besides the fact that it's like, all right, when can I squeeze it in? You know, but it actually might be the most challenging time for you personally, and you might be in an uphill battle, and you don't know that. So what I love about astrology is it takes the blinders off of you and your business. And so I work more like as a personal advisor to entrepreneurs. So like you don't have to become an astrologer, but if you can get this insight, map out the next 6 months or year and know when to do what or not to do what, you know, you're going to have an upper hand. So that's a little bit of my story there and why I got into it and why I'm so passionate about it.
I mean, I definitely see the passion, and I mean, I feel like a lot of people get zodiac signs. That's like, I know I'm a Capricorn. Like, if you just search your zodiac sign, you see like what month you're born, bam, there's your sign. I found that Capricorn's actually very accurate for me. I feel like a lot of people, they look at that and like, wow, that's me. I'm wondering, like, what are some other ways we can get that like personal deep dive? Because it's great to, you know, figure out more about ourselves. We can grow our businesses. Like, I know you mentioned the planets. I'm wondering, like, how do we get deeper into the personal than just zodiac?
Totally. So there's so many answers for that. So the thing is that, like, when you look at, like, you said, I'm a Capricorn, you know, that's your sun's sign. But when you were born, there's many, many planets in the sky at that moment. So the moon and Venus and Mars and Mercury, these are all like different parts of your soul or different characters inside of you, you can say. So your sun sign, what it represents, that symbol, is like how you feel alive and vital. So as a Capricorn, you have to do business, you have to be ambitious, you have to try to achieve success, you have strong goals in your life you have to move towards always, always. That's going to drive you. It's going to give you fuel, which is what the sun represents. It's part of your purpose. But like if we're going to say, you know, like in career, for instance, what do I need to feel good or to feel content or to feel secure? That feeling center is not your sun in Capricorn. It's your moon. Because your moon is like, this is what where I come home to myself. That's sort of an inner self, an innate part of you. So it's a much more emotional place. Now, if you want to understand more of, for instance, how you communicate and your message, which is really huge for entrepreneurs, your branding, your marketing, then you want to study the planet Mercury, for instance, because Mercury rules our mind, our communication, the language that we use, how we process information. So every planet is like a different part of us. So if you only understand your sun, you don't really understand the full story, you know? And so that's one way is first we have to look at all the different parts of your chart. Then secondly, like some of the work I do, I call it time mapping, but it's basically a month by month strategizing of when to do what. So every month you have different areas of your life which in astrology we call houses. There's 12 houses, just like there's 12 signs of the zodiac. Those 12 houses, like I said, represent things like career, friendship, creativity, collaboration, partnership. So depending on what's going on each month, which where the planets are in the sky, they're impacting, they're affecting these different houses, these different areas of life. So if you want to be in harmony, in a rhythm that really fits, you want to know like what areas are being really activated right now for me, or in a month or 2 months or 3 months. So one of the ways I started to see this in my own life, and this is how I used it as an entrepreneur away from myself, was early on in that first year, I started to watch the sun and the moon and where they were going every month. Like what parts of my chart were they going through? And then I started to see, wow, okay, this time of the year, which happens to be like end of January through February for me, wow, that's where I could be most visible, where my reputation would be like most public. It's the most sort of professional time of my life. So over the years, I started planning events, you know, conferences, workshops, trainings, classes I was teaching at that time of the year when I was going to be it was the most professionally oriented time of the year. It was the time that I became most successful in my life because that's where the energy was naturally going. The opposite time of the year, the energy is naturally going to the area of the home, which, you know, home and career are kind of opposite, right? Your home self, nobody really sees that. Career, everyone sees that. So that time of the year typically for me is not like there's not a lot happening with my profession during that time. So one of the things like I'm getting to here is that you want to flow with the cycles that are going to give you the most bang for your buck, essentially, you know. So if you're going through a month where it's really best to take a couple weeks vacation because there's not a lot of energy, the planets supporting you being visible, for instance, or networking or marketing or promoting, that's going to be more in alignment with you. So there are better times to take breaks, better times to launch. And it really depends on what we're trying to do in our life, you know. So time mapping or like professional forecasting is really looking at the ideal times, you know, to sign contracts, to hire people, best speaking opportunities and timeframes throughout the year, when you want to network with people, and definitely when you want to rest and chill out and kind of integrate or maybe do more strategizing. And there's one cycle that maybe you've heard of. I don't know, Mark, but a lot of people have heard of it. It's called Mercury retrograde. Yeah. Okay. So like a lot of people know it's kind of the most known cycle astrologically. And it's getting more known, but it's actually right now when we're recording, but it happens three times a year, for 3 weeks. And it's really one of the cycles that every entrepreneur should know about because we live in Mercury's world. Mercury was the god of communication. His other name was Hermes. But what he rules, like I said, is communication, ideas, information, and technology, travel, the internet, computers, phones, you know, marketing. He was the god of trade. So all of those areas during a Mercury retrograde, they kind of go haywire. They go a bit crazy. So typically we have, for instance, the phone calls don't connect. We have a hard drive that fails. The car breaks down and needs repair. You know, technology, travel, and communications usually have troubles, and they cause more hassles during a Mercury retrograde. So that's one of the cycles, like, absolutely, when I'm working with entrepreneurs, I'm just mapping that out for the year. Like, okay, know that the world will be a bit crazy during these times, and definitely it's always recommended that we don't, you know, sign major contracts during that time. And because Mercury was the god of barter and trade and negotiations, so we don't want to sign major contracts or hire people or try to fire people even during that time, because usually there's some missing piece of information. And so we end up kind of shooting ourselves in the foot if we do that. It's the same thing like for marriage. We wouldn't want to get married during a Mercury retrograde, you know. Anything that's like a very serious endeavor, we want to hold off. So there are cycles like that that are repeating every year, not on the same dates, but those are ones that we can just map out for years to come. And then if we get more into somebody's personal chart, we can see, oh, this is the area where that Mercury retrograde is happening. You better put some more mental focus here and really get your ideas and your communication super clear in this area by the time this retrograde is over, you know? So that's like an example of a real practical way you can utilize this tool.
And it's interesting, these different cycles that take place. And I feel like, I mean, if you're listening to this the first time, you're slowly grasping the idea behind all this. I feel like if you look at, like, if you do a zodiac or if you look at something like Mercury retrograde or something like that, I feel like if you look at yourself and, like, what's happened in the past, it can relate a lot more. So that's just something I'd throw out there. I'm wondering, though, you mentioned, like, charts. And I'm wondering, how do we get that individual analysis? Like, how do we figure out, like, the best cycles for us? Is there, like, a website we can go to or something else?
Well, I mean, there's, like, reports. Like, when I work with clients, I offer reports that are, like, business forecast reports. And you can find those online, but that's, like, a little dangerous because it's like getting only partial information. I mean, really the best way is to work with an astrologer who especially has more of a business focus, which is what I've been doing in my life for a number of years now. And I created a few packages or offerings specifically around this understanding your power cycles, you know, like when to do what. And that's a business focused reading, you know. And so I think that that's the way to go, you know, is to really invest a little bit up front, get this coaching session, and then know when to do what throughout the year. That's the way to go. I mean, there's not so much a website where you're just like, oh, let me plug in and then like I'll see, you know, the best dates. I mean, it's a just like I said, it's a bit dangerous because you need someone to interpret that for you. And it's it wouldn't be so clear if you were kind of trying to figure that out on your own. But if you did a session and then you had like a report, written report to kind of refer back to, then you're really doubling up and it's going to make a lot more sense. So that's why when I do that session, I always include the written report plus our, you know, our actual MP3 call and all of that. So that would be my recommendation if someone's interested in that for sure.
I mean, it's definitely interesting. You hear about these online resources, some of them not panning out to the same level. Obviously, as a detailed report, it's going to give you a lot more that Verdaluz can provide. One of the things that I do want to cover, though, we were talking a little bit before we started recording on astrolocality, finding power places around the world, like best place to live.
Yeah.
Where to host a lot of event. How exactly do you figure that out?
Okay, so this was one of the like craziest things for me when I first came into astrology, was just learning about this tool, which is pretty new. I mean, it was only I mean, in the modern age, it was really only developed in the 80s. And because of the software that we have now, just like everything else, right? The technology opens up new possibilities for us. So locational astrology, the premise is this, and anyone who's traveled or relocated knows that this is true. Different places hold different energy for us. And it's not just the place by itself, like, okay, there's like a place like, you know, Cairo and the Egyptian pyramids, and that has an energy, or Machu Picchu, or like, there's power places in the world, sure. But we're talking about power places for you. And the way that we determine that is that whenever you move or travel somewhere, we relocate your chart as if you were living there or moving there. So, or born there. So, for instance, perfect example is like West Coast versus East Coast of the U.S. It's very different longitude. And so your chart, because your chart is determined by your birthplace, your chart changes a bit wherever you live. The planets are still in the same signs or the same patterns, but basically different characters or different planets in you become more or less dominant in you. They become more central figures. So if you want a certain kind of experience in terms of career or in terms of your finances and resources, or maybe in terms of collaboration with people or affiliations with people, then we can relocate your chart to different parts of the world to find what those intentions are and places that will support that. Oftentimes, people are living in a location that doesn't really support their goals, whether that's personal or professional. And a perfect example in my own life was just, I was born on the West Coast. I was born in San Jose, California. And I lived on the West Coast until I was 30. I went to school in Santa Cruz, and then I also went to and lived up in Portland, Oregon. And basically my adult life, I was moving every like 3 months or so. Even in school, I didn't have this like stable thing. And or there was like some kind of issue in my home environment, or, you know, it wasn't rock solid. It wasn't necessarily peaceful and a reliable place for me. And it was the home, you know, which can be really like challenging, right? When your home isn't stable. So when I came into astrology, I realized that what was happening was this planet Mars. Mars is in the area of home for me on the entire West Coast, but not like in the Midwest or in the Rockies or in the East Coast or anything like that. It's just on that West Coast. And what Mars represents, Mars was the god of war. Mars is the god of conflict, very restless energy, lots of passion, defensiveness, irritation, aggressiveness. These are Mars things. So typically you wouldn't want that in the area of the home. I would not recommend most people would live on that line there, unless you're going to build something maybe, because then you have the energy to build something. So as soon as I moved to Colorado when I was 30, I was off that line. And I ended up staying in a location, my first location, for a year, which was good for me at that point, you know. And then another year and a half in another location. Then I stabilized for 4.5 years in the mountains, which was huge for me. Like, I'd never lived anywhere for that long, you know. And again, I didn't have those kinds of issues in my home space at all. So, and there's like, there's so many examples we could talk about with career, but they're essentially, you want to look at a location that's going to support what your intentions are and help you avoid some of those things that could be really challenging for you, you know? So that's the basic premise of it. I do have a couple videos about it, even on my website, where we go into how you can use this as an entrepreneur. I talk specifically about location-independent entrepreneurs, which a lot of people are becoming now, myself included. I've been a digital nomad on and off for the last few years. And so what I do is I use it more strategically to travel and live in places that I know are powerful for me in certain ways. And it's been really successful for me thus far. And so I love to help people with that, you know, whether they're a digital nomad or not. Just find those places that are going to feel like a fit, you know? And sometimes where we're living or where we were born is not that for us.
Now, I understand you do help people with your service to make those kinds of decisions. Is there any kind of a DIY approach if you just want to get to the nuts and bolts of it?
So there are reports. You can look at look this up. Again, what I'll say, I can give you the resource. It's astro.com. That's a good place for people to start exploring their astrology. It was the first place for me and many astrologers because it has a lot of great free resources. And so I really recommend people start to check things out. I think you can get, you can get a free report there and get into your chart and understand the planets. And you'll get blown away if you get one of the free reports there. You really will. You'll start to learn about patterns in relationship and career and creativity and all parts of your life. Then the next stage is to go into getting a more formal reading with a professional so that you can get into more specific areas in depth. On that site, there is an area for, I think it might be just called maps or location, and you can start to do this. Now, it's not a full reading. Like when I do this work, I use three different energetic influences or different lines that on that software online, you don't have all of those resources. But if you want to start, one of the things people can do, go to astro.com, plug in some places you've lived or traveled and see what it says, you know, and see if that was some of your experience there. Not all of your experience, because it's not the full story, but it does have a good chunk of resources there. So that would be the first place I would go. And if that kind of gets people excited and inspired, then I'd say, hey, let's talk and let's go deeper and look at the whole world, or, you know, if it's the US or wherever you really want to look at. I mean, there's two ways of doing it. Either you know what your intentions and priorities are, and you're like, where are the best places for me? Or you know you're going to move somewhere, or you just moved somewhere, or you're going to travel somewhere, and you want to know the best way of working with the energies are there. You know, how can you really leverage what's in that environment for you? And so that's how I work with clients with that. It's an amazing tool. I think if you're going to do one astrology reading in your life, either do that or some kind of time mapping, you know, for your business, because it'll blow you away.
Yeah, I mean, like, just listening to this episode from the host standpoint, I mean, I'm definitely getting a lot more curious about this topic than I was beforehand, because I feel like it's something that is definitely connected and one of these things that we unconsciously go through, but it's something that is nevertheless still there. I'm wondering if you can share with us some of the habits that you have developed that you would say are essential for your success.
Well, I mean, as an astrologer, naturally, I'm tuning into cycles a lot in my life, and I tend to look out, you know, a year. I mean, I've looked out many years ahead, but definitely a kind of like month by month planning, and then kind of reverse engineering, you know, like what are the bigger goals trying to be achieved this year, and then sort of back up over the next 6 months, over the next 3 months, and really create kind of priority list. I think that's really important because especially today, I mean, I'm totally guilty of this. I think we all are, but we're in the age of distraction, right? So like one of the things that is really helpful is to really create like a priority list of like what has to be accomplished this month for your bottom line, and then this week for your bottom line, and then today for your bottom line. I mean, you could call it like the most important tasks, you could say, and then make sure that that is like what's taken care of, you know, that's number one on the list. Because a lot of times I think that we get bogged down in like, oh, I'm going to do this thing and that thing over here, and all of these like little things that really aren't like getting us to our, you know, what Steve Olscher from New Media Summit called our profit path, you know. And I love that term, but I mean, you could call it a lot of things, but it's really our bottom line, like what's going to bring in more revenue or get us to that place where we feel more successful. And so creating a list like that you can work with for the year, for the month, for the week, for the day that are your most important tasks. I mean, I do that, you know, and I think that that's a very, very helpful thing because it's so easy to get distracted. and just, you know, think that this I should do this because so-and-so said this is most important. But, you know, is it most important for you? And then also I'd say for me, just some regularity, like when to focus on what, like learning about when you're best at certain kinds of work. Some people work really well, like in the morning and or, you know, late in the evening, but for certain tasks. So getting to know oneself and experimenting with that becomes really important, you know, because you might be kind of trying to work at a time that isn't really good for you, or maybe you can block off. I'm really into the time chunking, you know, like 3 hours, I don't check any social media, I don't check any emails, especially when you've got to get something accomplished. And that's harder than ever today. So I recommend that for people.
Yeah, those are some really great success habits. And I mean, it makes sense for you to be planning out really far in advance. But even if it's just for 1 year, all this month by month planning, reverse engineering can really make a big difference for any goal that you're going after. And when you're more clear on your goal, I mean, it's just natural for you to not get distracted as much. So definitely really great insights from Verdeluz. And one of the questions I also want to ask, because I feel like habits are important, but I also feel like self-education is important. So I'm wondering if you could share with us one book that you believe would have a positive impact on us.
Well, wow. There's there's a lot of possibilities with that one. So more personal development or more professional life?
I'd say which one you'd think would be better. Yeah. We've had a lot on the show.
Wow. Well, there's I think for me, like, you know, getting clear with what's real. And as much as we like to, you know, put a lot of energy into our business, the most important thing is to stay present. And so I think the power of now, Eckhart Tolle, because ultimately, you know, no matter what we're trying to accomplish and those long-term visions and goals, like really getting aligned with the fact that the only moment that we really have is this moment, and that basically every stress, every hassle that we create for our own life, for ourselves, is because we're living in the past or the future too much. And that book and the way it's written, or if you listen to the audiobook, it's just like super on point. Every line in that is like an awakening experience. So I think for me, the power of now is really one that I would recommend.
Verdeluz, thank you for that great book recommendation. That will be in the show notes, markaberti.com/E334. We'll also throw in Content Marketing Secrets in there, which is my book, and my email address also if you want to reach out about that funnel, which I do create for anyone for free as long as they don't have a ClickFunnels account already. So all of that will be in the show notes. And before we wrap up this episode, Verdeluz, I've asked you several questions throughout our time together, but what do you believe is one question that we need to be asking ourselves more often?
Why am I doing what I'm doing? What is my real motivation? My motivation, not kind of what I've been sold or told, should be my motivation. And that question then leads into the who am I question, which is the ultimate question. So, yeah. I hope that's not too vague, but that's the big one.
That's good. I definitely like that string of questions. And I mean, that one, like, my eyesight, why am I doing what I'm doing? That's certainly a really great question for us to cap on that. Verdeluz, before we go, though, I know we got the whole question part. I know I said that before we go already, but where can we find you if we want to learn more about you?
Yeah, my website is divinetimingcoaching.com, divinetimingcoaching.com. And if people are interested, like in services, just go to the services page. The time mapping is there, the locational, everything's there. And I'm really excited to have shared today with you, Mark. It's been really, really inspiring. And I really wish success upon all the listeners. And if I can support them in any way, I do have this awesome free gift on there. if they go to the website, it's all about six tips that astrologer or entrepreneurs can use by understanding astrology and how it can benefit them in their life. So it's a really great PDF report, and I think it could be very helpful just to open up some new perspectives and possibilities for all those solopreneurs and entrepreneurs out there.
Vera DeLuz, thank you so much for sharing those resources and all the great insights with us today. It was such a pleasure to have you on Breakthrough Success.
Thanks again, Mark. It's been awesome. Thanks.